NJ Law. Need to adjust the microphone here. Oh.
Or Carter Gabriel.
Check one. Sibilance. All right. This is not going to finish running before. We're going to have to run this. And you're going to get a copy of Edcast going here. And start this. Alright, now we're going to start the archive here. Check one. Sibilance. Yeah. Here. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Okay, good enough for government. Yeah, close enough for government. So, anyway. So, this is running. So, what's on this album here? Not really sure. I think probably what we should do is start, get the, okay. Get this going. I probably should get the. First, I need to check this to make sure that it's running. Yes, it's running. So. I'm going to close out the file explorers and. So. No. Okay, now Mix is running, so I'm going to enable live broadcasting. And this works. So, I'm going to go podcast, show stuff. Check one. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Okay. So, there. Alright. Podcast, show stuff. Parodies. I was thinking of playing a parody. I'm not sure what it was. Oh, I know. Meet Blair Alper. Anyway, I'll do that.
He doesn't own a gun. He watches iCarly reruns. He's friends with Byron. He's an albino. He likes to drink witch's brew and diet Mountain Dew. Sometimes he has cheese cubes too. He's a Buddhist. Meet Blair Alper. He has a Raspberry Pi, always has it nearby. It's something handy, I cannot deny. He's an albino. Meet Blair Alper. Well, he wants Sandy to leave because she really gets him peeved. Thinking of her makes him heave, but I guess she's Michelle's friend. Dad ran off with his secretary. Mom's hoarding is kind of scary. If you meet his sister, you should be wary. she might have a knife. His lady was known as Leanne until she exceeded her lifespan. It wasn't part of the plan, this end of life thing. Meet Blair Alper. Well, he wants Sandy to leave because she really gets him peeved. Thinking of her makes him heave, but I guess she's Michelle's friend. When he visits home, he takes the bus, transport for the rest of us. It seems almost superfluous discussing it. He gets letters from Michelle. They're really short, but oh well. I wonder if there's any bombshells in her letters. Meet Blair Alper. Yes, you should. Meet Blair Alper. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey, hey, hey. Well, he wants Sandy to leave because she really gets him weave. Thinking of her makes him heave. And she really does get him peeved. Thinking of her makes. I guess she's Michelle's friend. Yeah, she's Michelle's friend. I guess she's Michelle's friend. Sandy is Michelle's friend. Maybe she's insane and that's the main reason why she threw away all of Blair's food. Yes, indeed. Maybe she's insane and she just can't help herself. She took stuff off the shelves. Maybe she's insane and that's all there is to it. Sandy is a friend. She's a friend of Michelle's who likes to come over, very much to the chagrin of Blair. Maybe when she's there, she might forget to log out of Facebook. If she does, I hope that Blair will share. That's why. why she says crazy stuff. And Blair has had enough. Maybe she's insane and that's all there is to it. Ooh, yeah, 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 holding a grudge, told it to the judge, packing the fudge. He came out of the closet in his early teens. Soon he couldn't avoid making a scene. Now he's packing the fudge, cleaning the sludge, leaving a smudge, packing the fudge. He met Ringo and went on his show. The Count tried to suck his blood. And soon he hit on all of the men whom he would refer to as thugs. When he got older, he got himself a job helping some old geezer polish his knob. Now he's packing the fudge, holding a grudge, told to the judge, packing the fudge. Now he lives in the village where he gets his kick, showing all the old men his big finger. Now he's packing the fudge, clean up that sludge, don't leave a smudge, packing the fudge. Now he's packing the fudge, holding a grudge, told to the judge, packing the fudge.
Grifters are having a press conference. That's what I said now. You can probably tell the difference. That's what I said now. One looks like he's kind of weird now, like from Deliverance. One is short and has a beard now, and wears a t-shirt. This one says that he is POTUS. That's what I said now. He might have strong halitosis. That is some bad luck. The other is a cocaine addict. Allegedly now leader of a country in conflict with Mother Russia. I need more. More money. That's the one who's called Zelensky. And $40 billion is not enough. Because I have to be seen as tough. I have to be seen as tough. And if you want to send them money, just go ahead now. I think that is kind of funny, but go ahead now. The U.S. is kind of insolvent. That's all right now. I'm sure it is money that is well spent, and it's okay now. Scriptures are on TV before you. That's what I said now. One says the other has courage. That's what I said now. One says that he hates the Russians. That's what I said now. Doesn't care about repercussions. That's what I said now. I need more. More money. That's the one who's called Zelensky. I might spend it on a shopping spree. Or some cocaine to be fancy free. Some cocaine to be fancy free. Oh. And if you want to send him money, just go ahead now. I think that is kind of funny, but go ahead now. The U.S. is kind of insolvent, but that's all right now. I'm sure it is money that is well spent, and it's okay now. This one says that he is POTUS. That's what I said now. He might have strong halitosis. There's some bad breath. The other is a cocaine addict. Allegedly now leader of a country in a conflict with Mother Russia. If you want to send him money, just go ahead now. I think that is kind of funny. But go ahead now. The U.S. is kind of insolvent. But that's all right now. I'm sure it's money that is well spent. And it's okay now if you... Go ahead now. But go ahead now. But that's all right now. And it's okay now. Just go ahead now. Just go ahead now. And it's okay now.
It's the next show. For Tuesday night, October 22nd, 2024. Ned casting, as always, from Northern New Jersey, where it's kind of warm. Let's see. Checking in the IRC. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehhh.us, channel, pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at nextshow.com for a playlist and show archives. Replace the zero. So anyway, the big news for this week is the news is like they haven't shipped my radio yet. Actually, they have. See my eBay purchase history. No, they have not shipped it. That sucks. Okay, well, anyway, I have not rebooted my computer. And I did not reboot my computer because I didn't have to. It's currently used up 1.5 gigabytes of RAM. So apparently it's not leaking memory. So that's pretty good. Not really sure if this is going to work out, but I don't know. Looks like it probably will. See, total 8 gigs of RAM cached, 5.2 gigs. CPU usage is at 5%. This is a puny computer by most standards, but actually it does everything that it needs to do. I tell you about this. I was watching, because on Shout Studios, they're streaming, 24/7, they're streaming a Wise Guy. So there was one episode called To Die in Bettendorf. And the plot of this episode is that there's a mafia accountant. And the feds want him to testify against his former boss. The only problem is his boss is dead. And so are all the people he can testify against. But he already signed the deal making him signed a deal putting him in the witness protection program. So they can't renege on the deal. So they had to put him in the witness protection program. So as punishment, they send him to Bettendorf, Iowa, working as an employee in a mall in some shoe it's like a shoe salesman. Working in like some Foot Locker type place. So this shows what the cultural elite thinks of flyover country. To somebody in New Jersey, being exiled to Iowa seems like a hefty punishment. But then I looked up Bettendorf, Iowa, as a population of about 39,000, the average income is in the six figures, about 130 something. So there's not a lot of poverty in Bettendorf, Iowa. And conversely, correspondingly, there's not a lot of crime either. So, it might seem like a punishment to a coastal elite. On the other hand, if you want to have a place with a low poverty rate and no crime, it's not a bad place to be. You might make more if you live in New Jersey, but it's going to be taxed away anyway. So the only problem is that there's not that much population in Iowa. In fact, the population of New Jersey exceeds that of Iowa. But what I project is that if I live long enough, the population of Iowa might exceed that of New Jersey. What's going on this week? The Joy Is Gone restream. Maggie McDonald's restream, actually. Songs About Jail. Feature artist of the Afghan Whigs, Part 3. We'll have Mandatory Mail at midnight. All this and more on this week's The Next Show. So anyway, we should play the intro here. So, I'm cueing the intro.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
are coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six is heaven's problem. Adjusting to a tone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
You know. pipes, scattered needles, a little mini gun cost to clear this throat. Madam, you see before you stand, hey, ho, never be still. The old original favorite grand, grasshopper's greener bearing band, and the tune they play is an asking by. Trip to even ho, up, down, to and fro, you have no words. Please leave us here. Close our eyes to the octopus ride.
It's good to be lost in the woods, listening to bats so quiet there. In the woods, meant even less to me than I thought, with the honey flower yellow, the prickly seed, over honey botanistic shining tree.
Yeah. line up and crease the best. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. You're guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really sucking the ball. They're knocking those home runs right over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the METS Mets of New York Town.
It's a gag! Yes, that was Yola Tango. And, Meet the Mets from Yola Tango's Murdering the Classics, which was like an album of recorded live at WFMU, released in 2006, by the way. So I'm finding out, like, wasn't there like a follow-up release to that? I'm looking through the, I'm scrolling through Yola Tango. Apparently there wasn't. So yeah, that's the only volume of Yola Tango live at WFMU. Anyway, before that we heard the Rolling Stones and Downtown Susie from Metamorphosis, released in 1975. That was a compilation album of things recorded but not released between 1964 and 1971. We heard the 4019s and Go Little GTO from New Roaring Twenties, released in 2021. We heard, before that we heard Boys in the Heart and Alice Long, You're Still My Favorite Girlfriend. From Pour a Little Sugar in It, the chewy sounds of American Bubblegum, 1966 to 1971. Where is that released? That was originally released in 1969, but that compilation is from recently released 2024. In fact, that was in the new releases section of the MP3Million.com. We heard Syd Barrett and Octopus from The Madcap Laughs, released in 1970. And we started things off with Wilco Johnson, the late Wilco Johnson, and Roger Daltrey, and their cover version of Bob Dylan's Can You Please Crawl Out Your Window from Going Back Home, released in 2014. So, I mean, that's, that brings us to 35 minutes past the hour. Oh, by the way, so, for what I did for the previous show, which was, like, the Sixers Record Party, I had, like, a live segment, and so for the live segment, I'd usually just look at the live music archive of Internet Archive, and I kind of got away from that. And it's a good thing that I did, because Internet Archive is offline. Here we go. And even though there's a good faith effort from the people at Internet Archive to bring things back online, there's a substantial chance that that it will stay offline. And it's because of there's legal issues that are involved. They lost their appeal to a major copyright case. Hachette versus Internet Archive was brought up by book publishers objecting to the archive's digital lending library. get rid of this. So here we go. This is the article I wanted to read. Internet Archive is now back online in a provisional read-only manner. After almost two full weeks since the Internet Archive suffered a security breach that caused the data of more than 31 million users to be leaked online, the Internet Archive has reopened today, just a few minutes ago. Previously, this is old news, but anyway. Previously archived files, data, audio, videos, movies, etc. that were added to the archive are now back online and can be accessed once again, although it seems that currently all logins are locked with the message. We're sorry, login is not allowed at this time. Appearing to try to enter the email and password to enter an account, meaning that new uploads are currently not possible until further notice. At the moment of writing, there hasn't been any official announcements about the site being back online in the Internet Archive's X profile, nor in the archive's own blog, so new information about the restored accessibility to archive data, what the limitations are for this new change, and when users might be able to log back on in is unknown at the moment. So let me see here. Archive. Because it's just partially back online. That's kind of interesting. So anyways, 38 minutes past the hour, so if I should get to the This Day in Music before it falls too far behind. So we play the intro to this.
Chronicling This Day in Music on the next show.
So, anyway, for This Day in Music, we're going to start things off with... We're going to start things off with Mountain. Anyway, here's a... Some Mountain, commemorating the birthday of the late Leslie West. Born on this day, October 22nd, 1945.
Thank you. Oh, Hey, man.
Anybody else?
You didn't have to beat the kid up so bad, man.
Anybody else want to try me?
You didn't have to beat him up like that.
You want to try me? Come on up here and try me, man. I'll kick the shit out of you, man, too. Just try it, man. I don't need no security guards, man. I'll kick every one of your asses.
Hey, calm down, calm down. Every way Johnny goes, he gets in a fight. I just can't understand it. Tell him who you are and relax a little bit.
Can't play that song without playing this song as a follow-up.
When I'm feeling blue, all I have to do is take a look at you. Then I'm not so blue. When you're close to me, I can see your heartbeat. Breathing in my ear, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, that was Mrs. Miller and her cover version of Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, A Groovy Kind of Love, from Wild, Cool, and Swingin', Volume 3, released in 1999. Sorry about that. Yeah, from Wild, Cool, and Swingin', Volume 3, released in 1999. Before that, we heard Phil Collins and his cover version of Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, A Groovy Kind of Love, from Hits. That was originally released in 1988, but that was from compilation Hits, released in 1998. And that's to commemorate the fact. It's not only easier to grab the page up, but, you know. That's to commemorate the fact that on this day, October 22nd, 1988, Phil Collins started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with his version of Groovy Kind of Love, his sixth U.S. number one hit. The song was also a hit for the Mindbenders, the group that backed Wayne Fontana in 1965. And before that, we heard The Tubes, and I Was a Punk Before You Were a Punk, from What Do You Want From Live, originally released in 1978, but that was from the 2000 reissue. Oh, what's going on here? Yeah, I gotta turn that down. Ow. Anyway, yeah, that's to commemorate the fact that on this day, October 22nd, 1986, Jane Dornacker, a traffic reporter at WNBC, as well as former member of the San Francisco rock band Leela and the Snakes, and a backing vocalist and songwriter with the Tubes, was killed in a helicopter crash during a live traffic report for the New York City station. Yeah, although Jane Dornacker died that day, it's like WNBC days would be numbered because it only lasts like two more years until WNBC became WFAN. Before that, we were Pearl Jam and Even Flow. That's to commemorate the fact that today, on this day, October 22nd, 2024, Pearl Jam played their first ever concert when they appeared at the Off Ramp in Seattle. We heard Steve Bators and It's Cold Outside, the late Steve Bators, and that's to commemorate the fact that today, October 22nd, 1956 was, American punk rock vocalist and guitarist Steve Bators from Dead Boys Wanderers and Lords of the New Church. Bators died on June 4th. This is a. He couldn't have been 40 if he was born in 1956. He was born in 1950, I think. Bears died on June 4th, 1990, at the age of 40, due to a brain injury sustained after being knocked off his motorbike by a car in Paris, France. I don't know. What was the birth year of Steve Bators? Born October 22nd, 1949. Yeah, so yeah, he was born not in 1956, but in 1949. We started things off with Mountain and Theme for an Imaginary Western. It's commemorating the fact that today, October 22nd, 1945 was the birthday of Leslie West, American guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter. Leslie West of Mountain, and a member of West, Bruce, and Lang, was born today. October 22nd, 1945. So he would have been 79 years old today. In 2011, due to complications for diabetes, West right leg had to be amputated. Remember that? He died on December 22nd, 2020, age 75, after suffering a heart attack at his home near Daytona, Florida. So, yeah. So, anyway, it's 8 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the top of the IRDs before we go too far behind. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero. For playlists and show archives, the archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for about a day or so. Amazingly enough, you survived the first hour of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number two of The Next Show, featuring, we'll have a theme time, and the New Music Express will have that. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dish Nuts, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Well, my friend, then you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
The mouth-watering Big Mac with a savory fillet of fish and a tasty McChicken. My goodness, that looks good. Oh, you're making a McDonald's menu hat? Yes, at land, air, and sea. Oh, it's going to tip over. No, it's good. It's good. Very stable. Unlike old Joe at the White House. Damn, I wish I'm going to be president again. Order the land, air, and sea by name. Build it by hand and hack the McDonald's menu. I'm surprised at how attracted I am to it. McDonald's, make obesity great again. Bam, 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 bam.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Limpix, Dumpix, 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 Limpix, Dumpix
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
Now this here's a story about the rock art line.
Back in Britain in the 50s, Lonnie Donegan started covering the folk and blues songs with his skiffle group that he'd first heard whilst serving in the army. Having had some tracks included on a Decca album, it wasn't until his recording of Rock Island Line was released as a novelty single a year later that the skiffle craze took the country by storm, giving Decca a huge, unexpected hit. The first debut record to go gold in the UK, it even made it to the American Top 20. Teenagers loved that they could easily replicate the sound with a guitar, washboard and T-chest bass. Paul McCartney and Roger Daltrey later citing the King of Skiffle as a vital influence.
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Across the Atlantic in 1954, Bill Haley and his Comets had joined Decca and were desperate to record a track they'd been performing live for months. At the end of a busy session, the band laid down two takes of what would become the song that truly brought rock and roll to millions around the world, Rock Around the Clock.
A mix of music, banter, and the latest buzz. Clay and Rachie have you covered, from classic throwbacks to today's hottest hits. They're breaking down the week's news and what's happening in the IRC. It's the world according to Clay and Rachie. Your midweek dose of tunes, talk, and good vibes. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central and turn it up, because your Wednesday nights just got a whole lot more awesome. Catch them on the RFD Network.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
Anyone doing that one? 30 days in the hole. Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man. That's it. Yeah, right. Chicago green, talking about red Lebanese. A dirty room and a silver toaster.
Yeah.
Way down in the valley, and the valley so low. Girl, I just could not hear that even saying it was a blue. When you write to your little, say you send it by mail. You can dress it all over of that three, four gift. Or the chance even rescued you, found you over in jail. Can't get nobody, I tell go your bill. Send for your lawyer, come down to yourself. Here's why he can play you in spite of old hell. Get some of your money, come back for the rest. Tell you to plead guilty, and boy, I know it is best. But the judge, he will sentence you, but you can write it down. You can bet your bottom dollar, penitentiary bound. That's it, the judge, I like you forgot. He's a grandest old rascal to say he'd ever picked out. Or the rose is red and the violet blue. Or the angels in heaven to sing I love you. When you write your letter, please send it by mail. You can dress it all over and that's sweet for jail.
coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
9 days from Halloween, so I should probably just play some Halloween-related material like this.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in.
in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the flea. He did the show right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sounded like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. Melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, that's that a man. On a hot stove with a pot and pan. See that pot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. He said to me, now you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes. See, yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. We'll be right back.
Yes. That was Alice Cooper and Cold Ethel from Welcome to My Nightmare. Originally released in 1975, but that was from the 2011 remaster. And before that, we were Jumpin' Gene Simmons and Haunted House. Originally released in 1964, that was from the compilation Elvira Presents Haunted. Elvira Presents Haunted Hits, released in 1988. Then we heard a whole bunch of songs about prison. We heard Tampa Red and Prison Bound Blues. Originally released in 1929. That was an instrumental, by the way. That was from compilation The Complete Recorded Works, released in 1991. We heard The Pretenders and Back on the Chain Gang from Learning to Crawl, released in 1983. Oh, wasn't that really released as a single in 1982? Anyway, we heard Johnny Cash and Folsom Prison Blues. I recorded in the 1950s. That was from the Sun Records Anthology, released in 2010. Originally released in 1957, by the way. We heard Jeff Beck and Jailhouse Rock from Beckola, released in 1969. That was the last album that they record as Jeff Beck Group, where Ron Wood and Rod Stewart left the band. We heard Lead Belly in the Shreveport Jail from the compilation The Library of Congress Recordings, Volume 4, The Titanic, released in 1994. It was originally recorded in the 40s, I think. We heard Humble Pie, and we started off with Humble Pie and 30 Days in the Hole from Smokin', released in 1972. So there you go, a whole bunch of theme time songs about jail and prison and chain gangs and things like that. It's 43 minutes past there, so let's get to the New Music Express before I fall too far behind. So let's cue the intro here.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
And this week we have new material from Kylie Minogue, Fantogram, Jerry Cantrell, and some other. Oh, that's a Porridge Radio. So, yeah, and also, they have new, I don't know what else we have. But anyway, we're going to start things off with Kylie Minogue. This is off of, Tension 2. Here's Kylie Minogue and Lights, Camera, Action.
And that's it.
section. That's it. I like it better when it's all in my head. I
Sudden ending. Yeah, that was Rochester, New York's Chesterfield Kings, and What's the Value of Time from We're Still All the Same, released earlier this month. And before that, we heard the Linda Lindas and All in My Head from No Obligation, also released earlier in the month, about 2 weeks ago. This is some great stuff from the Linda Lindas. We heard Jerry Cantrell and Vilified from I Want Blood, released on Friday. Before that, we heard Fantagram and Attaway from Memory of a Day. Also released on Friday. And we started things off with Kylie Minogue and Lights, Camera, Action from Tension 2, rather coincidentally released on Friday. So, I forgot to tell you this. Did you know that the Mets have been eliminated from the playoffs? Yes. By losing to the Los Angeles Dodgers 10-5, they were eliminated from the playoffs. So now there's nothing left to do other than to root for the Yankees to lose. Yes, although we had hoped for a Subway Series, at least we did, like, after we knew that the Yankees had won the pennant, there will be no Subway Series. Instead, there'll be a coast-to-coast series because the Los Angeles Dodgers are playing the New York Yankees. David Lee Roth. We should play something by David Lee Roth. Yeah, as well. Oh, yeah, that was the thing I wanted to play in the parody, like, feeding a parasite. Is it like, does it, like, this must be just like living in paradise. I put, like, feeding a paradise about Sandy. But anyway, yeah, we should play something by David Lee Roth. But actually, right now, it's 4 minutes past the hour, so you probably should get the ideas before I fell too far behind. So, amazingly enough, you survived hour number two of this week's The Next Show. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eHHH.us, @SkyScanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero. For a playlist and show archives, the archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for a day or so. Also, you can join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. What's that? Wait a second. Yeah, this is a... What the hell is going on? Oh, I know. AllMusic.com. I got rid of that anyway. So, yeah, it's kind of annoying that there's a webpage that just, like, starts showing videos and in the middle of the show. So anyway, we'll be back with hour number three of this week's Sixes Record Party, including Mandatory Mail and the Afghan Whigs. We'll have that. We'll have that right after this.
Radio!
Radio!
You are listening to Radio Free Vishnu.
Free Vishnu. Oh my god, RFD.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
One red Solo cup.
Red Solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Hey, so if you're not doing anything on Wednesday night, you should totally tune into The World According to Clay and Reiki at 6 a.m. Central on the RFD Network.
American infrastructure is falling apart. Despite trillions in federal spending, where did it all go? There cannot possibly be that many racist overpasses to waste money on. The catastrophic FEMA failures of recent weeks are, of course, just the beginning. According to a recent article from the Rutherford Institute, a water main breaks every 2 minutes somewhere in the U.S., leading to contaminated drinking supplies and boil water notices. One in three bridges in the country, so 42,000 bridges, are in need of repair, endangering hundreds of millions of commuters and anybody who lives remotely near a train line. By one estimate, 300 million Americans could face power outages in the coming years as our creaking power grid falls apart. What's galling, of course, is that our federal government pours trillions into infrastructure. In fact, one of Joe Biden's first bills was the so-called bipartisan infrastructure law that was, in theory, going to plow $1.2 trillion to revitalize American infrastructure. Alas, the bill included no independent oversight of where the money went. Media went to unions and crony green boondoggles. A big chunk went to subsidize New York's money-losing subway. A cool $42 billion went to rural internet that 3 years later hasn't connected a single person, partly because they excluded Elon Musk out of spite. And, of course, rebuilding those racist overpasses. I mean, with $1.2 trillion, there should not be a crumbling bridge or crumbling dam in America. But the reality is the more they spend, it seems the worse stuff gets. This is true at the state level as well. So U.S. News ranks the smoothest roads in the country. The top five states include Alabama, Indiana, and Idaho, which are all among the lowest spending states. The worst five roads include Hawaii, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, which are all among the highest spending states. Just looking at big states, Florida has the best roads for a big state, while New York has the worst. Yet Florida spends literally half what New York does per capita, yes, even with the hurricanes. Of course, it's not just roads. Look at public services in a high-tax city like San Francisco versus a low-tax city like Jacksonville, Florida. Or look at education spending in a high-spending district like Detroit or a low-spending district like Boise. Spot the problem: the more government takes, the more it spends, the worse it gets. So why might this be? Well, walk it through. So first you hike taxes, so there's extra money beyond the police, firemen, and potholes. So they use the extra money for some woke outreach, LGBT outreach, let's say, and they hire a bunch of political activists to run it. These people, being fanatics, expand their empire, hire their friends, they grow like a cancer. The pothole guys never had a chance. They come to work, fix the potholes, and go home. Fast forward a few years, and the Department of Human Flourishing has not only soaked up all the new money, they took the pothole money as well. By the time you're done, you've got a government that costs three times as much, yet it spends three times less on the potholes. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. Happily, the solution is very simple. Oversight for federal spending and for the states, just cut the budget. Starve the beast, as Ronald Reagan put it. Because in a growing budget, the activists always win. But in a shrinking budget, it concentrates the minds. You get a glorious cage fight between the activists and the potholes. When the potholes are bigger than the cars, the activists will be the first to go. A new episode of the podcast just dropped. Check it out at petersantos.com or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the 6 of 1 show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
Wait a minute. My bad. I didn't play the intro there. So, here's the intro.
And now, mandatory mail on the next show.
Yeah, no handle everything. just outside of Fort Worth, Texas 199. There's a rundown strip nightclubs, been there for a long, long time. Get on out towards Jasper. Do you see the neon flashing? Hell, man, they got it all there. If you're looking for some action, you got a crappy man with black cap, striptease the deuce. Over at the skyline, it's always loud and loose. Rhinos bumming, rich folks love it. Watch out, man, cause cops ain't come down the Jasper Highway. Back boy, you better cover your bit. Further down that road you go, the rougher it's gonna get. Remember standing at the scoreboard lounge, broken glass and blood on the ground. Better forget everything you see, even if it's better in the first degree. Out on Jacksboro Highway.
Wondering which way to go. But well, I'm sitting wondering now. And you're thinking, will I really get my way? And I'm sitting here thinking, will I really get my way? Thank you.
Yes, that was David Lee Roth. David Lee Roth, as we called him. And Shoot It from A Little Ain't Enough, released in 1991. Yeah, look for the album with the picture of Satan on the cover. I don't know when that album came out. It was like the tail end of the hairband era. I think by the end of the year, you had like a, I think like, Nevermind was, number one in the Billboard album charts. Before that, we heard Mandatory Mail, three songs by John Mayall. We heard Sitting Here Thinking from 10 Years Ago, released in 1973 on PolyGram. We heard Jack Sparrow Highway from A Sense of Place, released in 1990. And we start things off with A Big Man from Roadshow Blues, released in 1981, but oddly enough, re-released in 1995 under the title Why Worry? So anyway, that's what we heard in that set of music. It's 35 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the featured artist segment before I fall too far behind. So this week, we're featuring the Afghan Whigs, Part 3. And I think this might be possibly the last part of the Afghan Whigs. So next we're going to do... You have to do something new. So anyway, I might as well cue this up now. Yeah. Might as well do this. Anyway.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
Yes, and this week we're doing the Afghan Whigs. When we last left the Afghan Whigs, we just gone through like the What Jail's Like EP. So this week we're fast forwarding to 1996 and Black Love, the fifth album by the band the Afghan Whigs, released in March 1996 and released on Sub Pop Elektra Records. And Sub Pop in the United States, and Mute in Europe, was produced by Greg Dooley. Black Love was preceded by the single Honky's Ladder, and it was followed by the single Going to Town, also released in the Bonnie and Clyde EP in the United States. So we're going to listen to a song off of Black Love. Yes, here's the Afghan Whigs. And My Enemy, feature artist of the Afghan Whigs, on the next show.
Thank you. sugar, I got five up on your dime. And if you want to peep on something, peep what I got stuck between your brother, swallow time to pay. Up on the ladder to see how high does a brother have to climb to fly? But wait till I come and fix you up again. Come a little closer, baby. I only want to try to be your friend. Thank you.
Okay, we just heard three songs by the Afghan Whigs. That was Night by Candlelight. Before that, we heard Honky's Ladder. And we start things off with My Enemy. All those are from Black Love, released on Sub Pop and Elektra Records and on March, in election, the exact day is March 12th, 1996. Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. Here's a review from Bluestang. A masterpiece. Most bands would not be able to record a record the quality of Gentlemen, but amazingly, the Whigs managed. Less angry, but no less dark than Gentlemen, Black Love takes another harrowing look into the psyche of lead singer Greg Dooley. The building crime scene number one. Blame, etc., and Honky's Ladder are highlights, but nothing can compare to the listener to the incredible Bulletproof, Summer's Kiss, Fade and Triumvirate at the end. My favorite two-minute stretch on any album may just be the end of Bulletproof, twice screaming the word love, in the beginning of Summer's Kiss, a massive sounding build-up, and the first minute crashing down, Dooley starts to go, and sublime drumming kicks in. Of course, it ends with the gorgeous Faded. So anyway, they also released Honky's Ladder EP, and we're going to listen to a couple songs off of that. Here's a song called If I Only Had a Heart. This is the featured artist is the Afghan Whigs on the next show.
Should be on it. I'm not afraid to
We just heard three songs by the Afghan Whigs. That was Something Hot. That was originally released on the 1965 album, 1998. That was from the 66 EP. That was a 12-inch remix. Before that, we heard Creep. And we started things off with If I Only Had a Heart. Both of those were from the Honky's Ladder EP, released on Sub Pop Records in 1996. And that just is 3 minutes past the hour, so it kind of like went a little bit over time. That just about does it for this show. The next show. So stay tuned next week when there'll be all kinds of insanity. And with any luck, I'll have the FTP site done by then. This world where we live. There should be no happiness, so much joy that you give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Anyway, the next live show on RFD will be the Tom and Daryl afternoon show. And after that, you have the World According to Clay and Rachie. That's it for the... And, oh, I think it's going to be a Pemberton show after that. Give me back the 80s. So stay tuned for a Brad the Impaler replay. Replay of Club Impaler Overnight. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy that you give. To each brand new bright tomorrow. So anyway, till next week, this is number 6. Remind you to lather, rinse, repeat. Do something from those fingernails, no yes. Drive safely and drink milk. As the sun from up above, bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun. Oh, by the way, join us at, it's too late for the IRC, but you can join us at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero. For playlists and show archives, the archives will be uploaded pretty much almost immediately after the show ends, which should be pretty much like almost like now. And the playlist will not be updated for about a day or so. Oh, you can also join us at... lowbudgetreviews.com for low budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. That's it for the show. Stay tuned next week. We'll have the Afghan Whigs Part 4. Well, that's it for the show. Go. Thanks for listening, everyone who listened. Goodbye.